in the studio right now, standing just to the right stage left of Rocker. Corey, welcome.
Well, thank you kindly. How are you guys doing tonight?
Awesome, man. Founding members Luke Jorgensen, Corey Swadley, and Paul Metz started working together back in 2010 to write and perform songs that drew and built on their eclectic musical roots, with the addition of Audrey on bass, Jeremy on trombone and guitar, and Michael on trumpet. The Lower Fifth has grown to become a band of powerhouse musicians, leaving it all on stage with every performance. And after the tragic loss of their leader in 2018, Luke Jorgensen, the band is committed to carry on in his honor an uplifting message of hope and togetherness that continues to resonate through their music today. In the studio with us right now is guitarist and co-founder Corey Swadley. Corey, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you kindly, Rocker. Rob, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing so well. Thank you so much.
Alrighty.
Now, you were just telling me a little bit about that song we just heard, The Path.
Yes.
And that was one of the first live albums ever recorded at the Up North. Tell us about that song.
So, The Path, it was a tune that I wrote back in the day, trying to convince a lover that, hey, if you don't love me yet, you know, stick around and I'll show you the way.
The path.
Yep. And then we ended up getting married and now we have two kids. So, hey,
I love it.
You know, I think it's it was a story more to somebody else or maybe to myself, that you just got to stick with it and try to show somebody the way.
Now, you were just telling me you took your kids to the UW basketball game today.
I sure did.
And dropped them off. And you're juggling your kids with your wife. Are they at home listening to the interview right now?
Absolutely. They have to be.
They have to be, yes. They're hanging out with popcorn and chocolate and soda, I bet, too.
Yeah. Probably on the app. Most likely on the app.
Yes.
They're streaming.
Yes.
Well, Corey, how did you get started playing music? I mean, what's your backstory before the Lower Fifth?
So, wow. Is this a way back machine or just machine?
I'd like to find out, you know, how people got into music.
Well, my father plays music. My uncle plays music. Mm. You know, Steve Swadley, Dan Swadley, they were kind of my idols growing up. My grandpa plays music. My great uncle played music. So Swadleys, they're just a bunch of musicians. So that's what we did on weekends was we watched all of our uncles and aunts and grandparents and moms and dads all get together and make music.
Wow.
So for me, I was given instruments when I was 5-6 years old. Before I could even play them, we just had them around. Mm-hmm. And then once we were old enough to carry equipment,
we were
roadies.
Come on, everybody.
And so, like, I remember Wednesday nights when Dad would come home at 2 in the morning, middle of the school year, everybody'd wake up, we'd go out and empty his van of equipment. And, you know, and I didn't fear it then, and I don't fear it now, man. The equipment's just a part of it. But that's when I fell in love with it, was seeing how much my dad enjoyed it and how much it meant to him. Just the opportunity for artistic,
expression.
Thank you for that, Rocker. Yes, it was just something fun to him, and it's something fun to me. I love sharing it with my kids now too. You know, my daughter loves to sing. My son loves to play drums. They're 6 and 10, and they're just getting started with it. I just started teaching my daughter ukulele, and it's just always been a part of me. And so, I'm happy to still be doing it, because it's not easy at this age. You know, I'm 35 now, 45 now. So, it's not easy to carry this torch, but I'm very happy to be doing it, you know.
Wow, that is very cool. Now, what all instruments do you play?
I play guitar well.
Yes, agreed.
I sing, which I think is a wonderful instrument. But as Luke Jorgensen used to always tell me, they pay you to play guitar, not to sing. He was the singer. He was always the singer. No, I have drums. I like to bang on some drums. I think most guitarists think they can play drums, but none of us actually can.
Yeah.
I have a piano at home, so I can noodle around on chords and stuff like that. And I have a bass, and I've been in a band where I played bass before, and I have a banjo and an 8-string lap steel and all that kind of fun stuff. And I've done some recording with those instruments. So being a left-handed guitar player, it's not always easy to pick something up, but I've had to learn how to play a lot of instruments upside down. So I dabble.
Like drums,
yes. Oh man, trying to hold a drum beat with my right foot just doesn't feel right.
Oh,
it just doesn't feel right. So I would say I dabble in a lot, but I'm very comfortable with a electric guitar.
And you play with the Mascot Theory as well.
Yes, I do. Yes. Yeah.
You play with other groups?
Right now, it's lower fifth in the mascot theory. Yeah,
that's probably enough, right?
That is more than enough.
That keeps you busy.
Oh, it certainly does, yeah.
Now, the lower fifth incorporates blues, rock, soul, country, even bluegrass. Tell us about the lower fifth in your music.
So the lower fifth started off with Luke Jorgensen with just this wonderful writing style. And he had this way of, he was a very generous person with his time and his talents. And he brought people together to kind of, anybody that wanted to record but didn't really have the ways and means to do it, he would do it for you for free. And so he had, so this was early on in the onset of the lower fifth. He would play shows, he would book shows with a full band, and he wouldn't have the band until like the night or two before the gigs. And so he called me up one day. We were mutual friends that were like, hey, you should really meet this guy, Luke. And we chatted up, and I got a call from him on like a Wednesday or a Thursday. And he's like, hey, we've got a show Saturday. Can you learn 2 hours of music? And I'm like, yep. So I did it.
Yeah.
And I told him that Sunday, I'm like, you don't ever have to call a guitarist again. Wow. I was in the band. I was hooked. We all met that night, played a 2-hour show. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Most of those members stuck around for maybe a year or so. And so we kind of did the revolving door. We had a drummer or two. We had a few different bass players. But once Paul Metz joined the band, we were hooked, the three of us. And then once Audrey joined the band, we were hooked with the four of us. And then once Jeremy came in, it was tight. It felt really good. And so I got my start just wanting to help Luke do what he was doing, because he just had this wonderful vision about music, but also this energy of just happiness and not, he wasn't asking anything from music. He just wanted to give things to music or use it to support others. So
now in 2018, your band leader, Luke Jorgensen, passed unexpectedly, and the band committed to carry on in his honor. Now tell us about, you know, what Luke meant to the band and how the band was able to continue.
Well, Luke, having devoted himself more than just to his band, but just to the Madison music scene, there was kind of this emotional void, and a lot of people felt it what once he was gone. And we just kind of looked at each other, and I was like, you know, I don't feel right just handing Luke's lyrics and his songs to somebody else. Mm-hmm. I was like, we all sat down, we had a meeting, I told the band, give me a year. Let me sit down. I will learn his songs. I will learn how to sing them in my way. And let's see if we can continue doing this, because we want to still give everybody this chance. I was singing backing vocals and stuff, but lead vocals was not my not my specialty. And after that year, we were like, let's keep doing this.
Yeah.
Because we could see that everybody still wanted what the lower fifth was giving, was just this opportunity to just celebrate and have hope in their lives. And so we were carrying on with that message just in mind, that we wanted to keep everybody still having that opportunity to just get out, let loose, and have fun.
What would you credit in your life to Luke and what he kind of inspired you?
So I think Luke was somebody that was very good at making music about more than himself. And so I think that prior to his passing, I could see how much he was just selfless in music. And I think that was a great inspiration to a lot of us, was how can you use music to help people? Whether he was or organizing fundraisers for less fortunate people around Christmas, or organizing shows, bringing people in, finding ways to connect across city lines, state lines, wherever. Just bring people together, and if a band needs an opportunity, try to give it to them. And I found that inspiring. And so when I was kind of in this position where I'm like, what am I going to do now? Always having been a very good sidekick to great songwriters, it was a kind of a challenge to kind of step in and be like, what can I do, and how can I bring people along, and how can I carry his message? Because it was quite a heavy burden. Not burden, but I mean, he just had a way.
He just made it look easy.
Well, yeah. he affected people, you know, in a really special way. And so I saw that as a huge inspiration, and I'm trying to do that. And I'll never say that I'm trying to do what he did, but I'm trying to find my own life in that and still give my lower fifth brothers and sisters and our family of, you know, this musical community, give everybody still that chance to feel hope and togetherness, and just to feel open and inclusive in music, because it's something everybody should be able to do, is just be happy with themselves.
What a great message. Now, the Lower Fifth has started work on a new album. Spill the details. When will this be available?
Oh my word! We don't have any completion dates yet, but we have the foundation is there. The songs are written. Some of them have been tested live. Some of them haven't been yet, but we spend a lot of time playing live. That's just our thing, because that's where it feels the best. And to try to capture that isn't always easy. But now we're to a point now where we all feel like we have the means to do it with the technology we can have in our own home studios and things like that. We're like, we don't really need to go anywhere. We can just do this at home. Let's just lay the groundwork, have the template. Like, I'm sending the list of songs. We're all rehearsing, doing our things on our own. And a song that feels good live, it should be pretty easy to lay it down in a studio as long as you can capture it right. So that's kind of where we're at, is we're going through the capturing process.
Now, speaking of live, the Lower Fifth is performing this Thursday, February 27th at the Burr Oak in Madison, and again at the Gamma Ray Bar on April 10th with the German Art Students.
Oh, that's
how do people keep up with the Lower Fifth online?
Best way is through Facebook or Instagram. Just follow us on there. We dumped our website a while back because they just kept charging us fees. And we're like, you know, the social media stuff is pretty well free. So following us there is probably the best way to keep up. And when we're playing shows, we're always talking about our next one. We're always talking about the current one. So yeah, next Thursday is the next opportunity to catch us. We've got Lowdown Brass Band coming up from Chicago. They're a wonderful band to play with, so we'll be opening up for them. If you've never seen them, you gotta check them out. The Burr Oak is such a cool venue.
Yeah,
it's so that's our next site. But yeah, just follow us on the socials, and we'll keep you informed.
Well, Corey Swadley of the Lower Fifth, thank you so much for coming down to chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
We're happy to be here.
Now, we're going to play a Lower Fifth song called Hope. Tell us about this song before we hear it.
This was a song that was on our album that we released before Luke passed. It was one of his Siren songs. It was the title track to our studio album that we released back in 2017. And we continue to play it at almost every show because the music that Luke left us with is like the last living bit of him.
Yeah.
And so we want to always celebrate that. And this song means exactly that to us. It's just this vibe that we get from playing it. So we recorded it again live at the Up North, because the Up North is kind of where it all started for us. So this song just embodies the emotion that that carries on from our dear brother, Luke.
All right, let's hear it. This is the Lower Fifth. Hope, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.